You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk some Braves with our buddy Grant McCauley, our Braves insider. He covers MLB for us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we talk about last night's game, let's get everybody caught up. Tonight's game postponed. What does that mean for the Braves as far as rescheduling and the pitching situation?
Yeah, well, the pitching situation obviously just gives them a bit of a reset for now, but the makeup of this game will not happen until mid-September. So nothing that's ominous or looming right now. So maybe an extra day just to kind of size up how exactly they want to redeploy their rotation, particularly with the San Diego series this coming weekend at Truist Park in the offing, and another tough series on the other side of that. Maybe this is what we call a blessing in disguise for the Braves, who went through that string of 17 games in 17 days, and having an extra off day might feel really weird for them.
I know that Schrader is a hard charger. He's an intense dude, and it just seemed like in the post-game comments, we played some of it earlier today, you know, you worry about him a little bit. I'm not saying, you know, Grant, we got to, you know, call John Smoltz's old sports psychologist. But, I mean, how does he navigate a world where he's not throwing 100 miles an hour anymore?
Well, I think he's kind of been in that place for a while. But I would say, actually, to the contrary, Spencer Strider is one of the last guys I worry about from a mental makeup or toughness aspect. Now, physically, he's going to have to do the exact thing that you just said, figure out a way to, you know, pitch and adjust and do the things that he needs to in order to be successful. And I would also say, you know, you got to temper your expectations. And I mean this in like the royal we, for a guy that spent a year coming back from a major elbow surgery, ramped all the way back up, and then had to sit around for a month. And I said this to Andy Randy earlier, by sit around, I mean just wait for that next start and not really be able to continue to build momentum. And in many ways, I feel like had to kind of take a step back in order to hopefully take some steps forward as he knocks the rust off and makes the adjustments that he needs to. Now, I think Spencer Strider is perfectly capable of being a pitcher who operates in that 96 to 97 mile per hour area and has that dynamite slider and starts to work that curveball and changeup where necessary. I think where a lot of people's questions really are is reinventing yourself is a difficult thing to do in baseball and in life. And I can't speak as much to the former because physically I haven't had to take that challenge, but I think that he is trying to add different things to his arsenal in order to be a better overall pitcher. And that is going to look and I think feel different than when he did come up to the big leagues throwing 99 and 100 miles an hour and really being completely reliant on the fastball and the slider. I think this is just kind of part of the evolution of it. some of it is something that you just gradually do in the game. And then part of it is obviously coming back from the long trail of an elbow surgery that put his career, at least in some ways, in question for a while. But he's capable of coming back from it. I guess to make a long story short, it just may take time for him to start to feel out how exactly he's able to get the results we've been accustomed to seeing.
Grant McCauley joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You got Olsen, who hit his 10th home run last night. Eli had a an RBI, and so did Money Harris. But I want to talk about Olsen for a second, who's hit safely in 12 of his last 15 games. We haven't really talked a lot about Matt Olsen, right? It's been about all these other guys. Why do you think he's gotten going here, with what, 32 doubles, 5 home runs, and I think 10 RBI during that stretch of games?
Well, I think the big thing for Olsen is just being able to see some results as much as anything. I mean, I don't know if we need to have another conversation about how hard he's hitting the ball. That's pretty apparent. But, you know, being able to pare down the strikeouts, I think, is important. He hasn't been walking as much this month as he was, I think, a little bit earlier in the season or maybe in late April. But I think he can take the walks as much as he needs to. But when you don't see the results, I think that does create the pressing element, if you will. And that's been something he's dealt with. Austin Riley, Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies, on down the list. Pretty much anybody not named Marcelo Ozuna seems to have gone through it the last couple of years. And maybe nobody more so at times than Matt Olsen, who, when he's at the peak, it's as good as it's going to be for basically any slugger in baseball. And when he's down in the valley, it feels about as hard to get out of as perhaps any player in baseball deals with. But yeah, I talked about this earlier today. I was on Foul Territory TV, and they asked me, like, who is the X factor in this Braves lineup? Not named Ronald Acuna Jr., I guess, is the caveat. And I circled Matt Olsen. I mean, the dude hit 54 home runs 2 years ago, drove in nearly 150 runs. He doesn't have to do that every year to be valuable. He can do 2/3 to 3/4 of that, and all of a sudden you've got a 40-homer hitter who drives in 110-plus who should only get more opportunities when you get number 13 back at the top of the order. But that series in Boston, back to the point, really made me feel better about the way Matt Olsen's swinging it to finally be getting some results to show for the hard work that's been there all year.
I was telling Carl earlier in the show, watching the game last night on FanDuel, that sequence when C.J. Abrams, they do the pickoff attempt at first, and then Olsen, I mean, it's a comedy of errors, including C.J. at the end, although Austin Riley skies to catch that cross-diamond throw. That was crazy.
Yeah, Austin Riley kind of saved the Braves right there with that leaping play, and then obviously Abrams helped them out by just being overly aggressive on the base paths after making what seemed to be a mistake that could be perhaps the lucky charm that the Braves needed or the lucky break that they needed to just at least keep the game manageable and where it was. Unfortunately, the offense got quiet. But yeah, that's one of those plays that you don't see too terribly often, especially from big league base runners, but there was a lot going on there for sure.
Grant, let's talk about Ozzie. He's got a little streak going, doesn't he? I mean, 7 games, right? Is he coming on?
Yeah, I mean, again, much like I said with Olsen, you want to see the results. The results can breed the confidence, and the confidence obviously, I think elevate a hitter just to feel like, again, some of the work that you're doing is starting to benefit you on the field. And, you know, Ozzie's been through, I think, some streakiness in his career. That's not really a surprise to anybody, but you just haven't been able to see one of those nice, prolonged hot streaks where he does big stuff like hitting walk-off 3-run homers or, you know, being the guy that's just in the middle of something big for the Braves. But I think it's still coming. And again, you know, we talked about Spencer Strider and, you know, having to work through it. Maybe it looks a little bit different right now. Ozzie went through a lot the last couple of years. The broken wrist, I think, was probably, in a lot of ways, kind of the coup de grace of all the injuries that he's dealt with. And it may have just taken him some time to get comfortable again. Not that he's hurting or not that he's dealing with it now, but just to get back to feeling normal again and getting your strength back.
All right, man. I know you were talking about trade deadline. It's only like May or almost into June 1st with Memorial Day. But what do you think right now the most pressing need? Because we get Profar back, but then we don't get to use him for the postseason. So that would be the most braviest of things right now if he rakes and then we can't use him, Grant. What do you think they're going to go shopping for? Some more setup, man? Are they continuing to evaluate Iglesias because that might be an area they try to improve?
I feel like Rysell, and maybe I'm just in that group that is just not going to believe that what we've seen thus far is all that he's capable of for the rest of the year. I just think he's better than that, and I think he's got time to adjust it. That being said, the club obviously has to be aware of, you know, shakiness in the ninth inning and how that can undo a lot of good work for nights and series and so forth. So I'm sure they'll look at that, and maybe you get somebody who's got that experience that, hey, if things get a little bit wonky for Rysell and you need to go a different direction, you've got somebody who's maybe a clear, I don't want to call him heir apparent, but a clear alternative, if you will. And maybe that's what you look for, because I do think a high leverage reliever is, to me, one of the number one, it is the number one thing on their shopping list. The other things might just be some quantity and quality. Maybe it's not the biggest name reliever that's out there, but a couple of really proven veteran guys or guys having good seasons that can come in and kind of boost the confidence and round out that group that has been, to me, missing AJ Minter, missing Joe Jimenez from years past. That's just something that was hard to get over when you didn't go out and make a clear move that replaced either one or both of those guys. So that's the top of the list for me. I also think you could look for a starter if it makes sense and they find somebody that really fits in, because, you know, stop me if you've heard this before, you can never have too much pitching. And when it comes to the Braves, they haven't had the exact kind of pitching or the quantity of the pitching they've needed in the postseason the last couple of years.
Are you surprised at how well A.J. Smith-Shawver has performed, especially over the month of May, where he's been pretty dominant? One earned run. I mean, are you surprised?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great development. I mean, surprised in the best possible way, yes, absolutely. I mean, the Braves have won his last five starts, and during that time, he's put together, what, a 150 ERA. He's done it in different environments. I mean, I know the Rockies aren't the toughest team in baseball, but he was able to, you know, handle the Coors Field deal. And that, to me, is one of those little tests that you want to say, okay, he went into a place that's kind of known for getting a little bit crazy, but he's also done it against a variety of different teams and lineups. And it's fastball command. That splitter has looked tremendous. It's one of the better out pitches on the staff, certainly, and maybe one of the emerging out pitches in baseball for him as well. He's clearly confident with it. When I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, it just seemed like he has just learned and developed so much about really having that plan of attack and really knowing what he needs to do and not giving in and not just staying in the zone because, hey, I got to throw strikes, right? You do, but you don't want to do it at your own expense. And that's something I think a lot of young pitchers end up learning against big league hitters. And it appears that he's passing that test as well.
All right, Grant, we got a rain out. So how's this going to play out now?
They'll finish the series in Washington. They'll make up this game on September the 16th. I believe a split doubleheader was what I heard.
Yep.
And then you'll just kind of wait and see how they want to do the pitching matchups with San Diego looming this weekend. I think they could juggle some things around, but they might not change anything at all. They may just push everybody back a day.
Again, I'll ask you for the our daily question, Carl, about Ronald Acuna. Should we think so for the homestand, end of the month?
End of the month, I think, is certainly on the table here. I was doing the math. He went out on rehab on May the 13th, which means through the 20-day process, the 20-day duration of a major league position player's rehab, June the 2nd, he has to be back. So if he has another week like he's had here, I can't imagine he's not back by the end or the middle or end of next week. But it's really just up to Ronald's how he physically is responding to playing on a regular basis. The good news, he played 9 innings in the outfield today. So that's a meaningful step for him. He's batting .417 with a .632 on base percent.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And it's for Gwinnett. He's not there to prove he can hit. He's just there to prove that that knee is exactly how it, you know, needs to feel before they press him into big league duty, which could come, I mean, I guess not this weekend, as we've debated on the station for a while, but perhaps by the coming homestand.
Good stuff, Grant. We'll talk again. Again, rain out tonight. Tonight's game postponed due to rain and rescheduled as part of the split doubleheader. Grant, thanks again, man.
Thanks, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.